Amazon.com/flex.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I do believe that the United States should stop acting like a gang, going in every neighborhood and starting trouble. This man is very dangerous. He's like a scared cat backed in a corner. And you know he has mustard gas. He can wreak havoc if it comes to a point where he knows he's going to be seized or murdered.
That's Ed, a caller from Maryland, who thinks that we're playing with fire by going after Mr. Gaddafi in Libya. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, talk television, left and right, all sides presented, and your calls later on at 800-510-TALK. Here from Fox News, Senator Ron Paul talks to Neil Cavuto.
What are we doing? We're in this crisis, and they're deciding to spend all this money again? I mean, it makes no sense at all, and I think the American people are going to wake up a little sooner this time. I think they finally woke up and said we ought to get out of Afghanistan. But here we can't get them out of Afghanistan. Now they're getting ready to put us into Libya.
Now, you had argued not too long ago, Congressman, that it's a slippery slope when you decide how and why you get into a country or a conflict. And in this case, to rescue people from just a brutal ruler, you got to do that for all the people in the region who might be feeling similarly, you know, shunned. So Bahrain would come to mind, Yemen would come to mind,
yeah.
And of course Iran would come to mind, right?
Right, and it's pure hypocrisy, and I think the people see through this, that if it's a friendly dictator who's doing the harm to their people, we ignore it. But if it's somebody else, and all of a sudden we use that as an excuse to go in, but there has to be ulterior motives. I don't believe for a minute, and I don't think the American people believe that this is only for humanitarian reasons. You know, I just don't think they're buying into that anymore, because they might have noticed that Libya has a little bit of oil over there. In the last 5 years, you know, the West has put a lot of investments into Libya, and that probably has a lot more to do with it than humanitarianism.
No, it has a lot to do with Germany abstaining and not taking part because it has direct economic ties. But to that point, Congressman, Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat former presidential candidate, went so far as to say these are impeachable grounds to go after the president. What do you make of that?
Well, I think they are. I don't think that's going to happen. I doubt if you could get five people to do it. But no, I think so many of our presidents ever since World War II have done things they shouldn't have done, and technically they're impeachable because they're unconstitutional. But how many things have the Congress done that are unconstitutional? So it's a whole system that has just rejected the whole notion of the rule of law and obeying the Constitution. So I think that's a point you can make, but more importantly, what we need to do is wake up the American people, wake up the Congress, and go back to Congress next week, have a strong resolution condemning it and denying all funds for, any adventurism into Libya.
From MSNBC, Ed Schultz talks to Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Do you think that President Obama and the White House decided not to go to the Congress because he might not have gotten support for this?
I don't know. I mean, all I know is he didn't come to Congress. I want you to know, Ed, I'll be bringing up, when Congress returns, an amendment to the continuing resolution that will seek to strike any funding for the U.S. activities in Libya.
So you're going to go to the money, but what else could be done? Are you willing to say, stop this operation? Would you advocate a vote in Congress that would pull back this activity involved in the no-fly zone?
Well, if you cut off funds, it's over, and that's what I'm going to seek to do. There'll be a number of other members who I'm sure are going to be joining me. We just notified members tonight about this.
But I'm told that this is in the general fund, the operating budget of the Pentagon to do this, that this really didn't need a special allocation of funds.
Well, a continuing resolution, you could put an amendment in that would be a restrictive amendment that would essentially stop the president from being able to spend any funds for the operations against Libya.
Coming up, we'll look at the cost of being involved in this no-fly zone caper, and we'll hear from a few talk hosts on the pilots of an F-15 that went down in Libya when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Pro Plan Shredded Blends dog food in 34 and 35-pound bags. Save $10 on all 6-packs of new flea and tick products from Advantage 2 and Canine Advantage 2. And select Tetra Fish are $1 each. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale starts tomorrow. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown program. On CNN, Richard Quest talked to security expert Malcolm Chalmers about the cost of our involvement in this no-fly zone thing.
We never count dollars before we count bodies, in the sense of that. But there is a cost to be paid on this, isn't there?
Of course there's a cost to be paid. As long as we stay at this current level of intensity of operations, I think it's something that, compared with Afghanistan and Iraq, is by comparison a pretty small beer. Once you get into ground operations, however, there's a different ballgame, as we've seen in Afghanistan.
And who pays? Does it, whether it's the US or the French or the Brits, does it come out of regular budgets, or do they have to get more money for this sort of operation?
So what normally happens in those three countries, at least, is if the armed forces have to spend more money in order to have an operation, then they will get that extra money from a central reserve.
But where is the extra cost? Because the salaries are already being paid. The hardware and armaments have already been bought. So where is the extra money coming from?
Well, there are extra fuel costs, for example, flying in ways you wouldn't otherwise have flown. If you expend munitions, then in many cases you'll have to replace and replenish your stocks. And there may be other costs in terms of accommodation and so on.
We hear the talk, let's say 120-130 missiles have been sent over. Is it normal that even before those missiles are sent, somebody's already ordering the replacements?
No, I don't think that would be the case.
Really?
If you have a long, protracted conflict like Afghanistan, then you will be preparing to replenish your stocks. But in this particular case, I think the missiles, the cruise missiles that have been used at this initial stage of the conflict, probably won't continue to be used throughout it because they were used to take out the air defences.
We've talked about the cost, but we have to put this into the context that countries like the UK and France and certainly the US are going through serious budget cutbacks at the moment.
Yes.
So can you see an argument that says they shouldn't be expending money on this sort of military adventure at this particular time?
Of course there's that argument, but I think the main arguments about this are about whether the objective is achievable.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the objective? I heard the British Prime Minister in the Commons yesterday, and he keeps coming back to the idea of protecting the civilians and deflecting the question of what happens next.
Right. But if we get into a situation in which, as a result of protecting Benghazi and the areas the rebels control, that there are no longer Libyan offensive actions, do we support a rebel offensive? Or do we think that that would threaten civilians? And if not, do we end up with a stalemate in the ground, which we have to police for months and years to come?
Let me just ask you, if you have to come off the fence, is the coalition enmeshing itself in a quagmire?
There is a risk of a quagmire.
We know there's a risk, but at what point can we say that, you know, there was a risk in Iraq that they hadn't planned it, but at what point here? Because the thing's underway now.
Well, the dilemma in all these operations, and certainly in Libya, is we're dependent on actors who are outside our control, the rebels and the other groups within Libya. Even if Gaddafi were to fall, there is no guarantee that Libya would move into a peaceful situation. You could have a vacuum of power and conflict between all sorts of groups who we don't understand. The question then would be, do we then say, well, tough, and get out, or do we then have a responsibility to contribute to policing on the ground?
Our host Mike Violette and Ethan Strimling talked to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the two U.S. pilots who had their plane go down over Libya.
We hear that both pilots have been recovered from that downed F-15. Is that true?
Both the pilot and the weapon system operator in the backseat have been recovered, Mike, from the crash of an F-15 about 25 miles east of Benghazi. This happened, all told, about 14 hours ago, but it did take a while for them to recover the pilots and get a look at the wreckage. And it leads the military to conclude that this was a mechanical failure. They were not shot down, not brought down by any hostile fire, but the F-15 crashed because of equipment failure, the military says. And in fact, that's in line with what the Pentagon has said, that all of Muammar Gaddafi's air defenses at this point have been taken out.
And when you say they've been recovered, they're recovered alive.
Well, they recovered most of the aircraft and both pilots.
Both pilots were brought back alive.
They were brought back alive. That's
and do you, is there any sense that there's truth to the fact that this was not shot down? I mean, do we have any evidence of that, or at this point are we just counting
on
their
word? We have the military saying that this was a equipment failure and had they been shot at, the likelihood of survival would be much less. It's certainly a bit of good news that the Pentagon has been able to recover both pilots, both alive, and saying that this was equipment failure, some kind of mechanical problem, and nothing to do with the hostile fire.
We were debating a little bit earlier about how long the U.S. is going to sort of control this mission. There's been some word about transferring authority over to NATO or England or France. Any sense at this point as to how long we'll be leading it versus someone else?
The White House says days, not weeks, but part of the problem is it's not immediately clear who would take command following the United States. There's some insistence by Italy that NATO do it. NATO has resisted, although President Obama said NATO will play some kind of coordinating type role, but we don't know specifically what. Would it be France? Would it be Britain? And already, until this issue gets cleared up, Norway has said its planes will not fly. The United Arab Emirates, which was a key ally in this whole thing, has decided not to contribute any aircraft. And so quickly you get the sense that the United States is really leading a smaller coalition at the moment than it thought it would be.
Coming up, more on the international no-fly zone. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are back on the countdown talking about what Talk Radio and Talk Television is talking about, and that includes the no-fly zone. Here, host Ron Smith talks to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland about what the goal is in the president's decision to join this no-fly zone pursuit.
This Libyan thing looks to me, it's got all the earmarks of another blunder.
Well, as you know, I oppose the Iraq war, and I'm for a change in what we did in Afghanistan. I don't think we handled Afghanistan correctly. The two conditions that I thought was absolutely essential for any involvement in Libya is that it had to be international and other countries had to take the lead as far as their military apparatus. I think both of those have been met. I do think the international community, not the United States, the international community has responsibilities to stop the type of horrendous activities that Gaddafi was doing to his own citizens. I think there is an international responsibility.
But under those guidelines, Senator, you'd have to admit we would be intervening all over the place, which we cannot do. So it's a selective kind of righteous indignation and humanitarian warfare, isn't it?
It is. A lot of times it depends on whether there is a structured government in place or not. In many of these countries, these are open ethnic wars that are taking place where it's difficult to get involved because you don't know how you can get involved. Here you have a strong leader in Gaddafi that clearly is
He's been there for 42 years and he survived at least half a dozen attempts to take him out. And of course mysteriously the coalition says that, well, it's not a goal to take Gaddafi out, yet someone struck at his compound. They're saying one thing, but probably another is actually the operative situation, because it's hard to see how anything substantive can be accomplished without Gaddafi being removed.
Well, there is a legitimate concern as to what the mission is all about. It is not clear whether it is to protect civilian life, which is what the United Nations resolution is focused on, or whether it's for change in regime. That, to me, is confusing at this point. Clearly, the international mission is to protect civilian life, But clearly the international community believes that is likely to occur only if Gaddafi can be taken out.
There are some more talk radio callers who don't think that we ought to be involved in Libya.
We should be searching for weapons of mass destruction. Short of that, what is Egypt doing? What is the Middle East, the countries that are closest to Libya? Let them do it.
I don't think the U.S. should have any role in Libya. We're having economic trouble. It's just economically irresponsible to be there, I believe. And I think the people who have the most responsibility to take out Gaddafi are the people who've armed him, which I don't think the United States has been involved in arming him over the years.
Let the other allies do something for a change, because if this thing gets worse over the summer months, it's gonna be hell to pay, and the American people know that. And the president's flying all over the United States, all over the globe, acting like a teenager with his parents' car. Get back in Washington and do your job, man, because 2012's coming up and you may not be here.
We should not be in Libya. I think that this will lead to mission creep, and that I think we're in a very desperate economic situation, a dangerous economic situation, and we just cannot afford this kind of mission anymore in the world. And I just think this action is the last throes of a dying empire, and we really need a reality check, because we've been in a bubble economy and the bubbles have popped, and I'm really concerned for our country in this respect.
Coming up, more hosts and callers at 800-510-8255 weighing in on Gaddafi and the no-fly zone.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Libya, Gaddafi, and the no-fly zone are focus as we continue here. In the last 24 hours or so, there has been a lot of conversation about that downed F-15. The Pentagon insists it was due to a mechanical problem. The plane wasn't actually shot down. Both the plane and the pilots have been recovered. Pilots are okay. Back in the U.S., the discussion is focused on the many members of Congress who don't think we should be in Libya at all, though it appears at least some of them are just angry that President Obama went to the U.N. instead of going to the Congress. In Ohio, talk host Eddie Detters runs down a long list of the criticisms of the president's decision to join this no-fly zone effort.
The president is getting attacked every which way but loose, that famous Clint Eastwood movie with the orangutan, because he didn't ask for congressional consent. He's got Democrat lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, the left, the right. Everybody is throwing verbal grenades at the president. Also, everything's being examined right now. You've got the issue of what's the goal as it relates to Gaddafi. You know, how strong is this coalition? You know, will the United States actually get dragged into this longer than we're supposed to be? You know, the Arab world's reacting. You know, who are these rebels? You know, there's been some reports. Are they Al-Qaeda or are they not? I don't think they're Al-Qaeda. Call me naive, but I'm not naive. You know, just for example, if you haven't heard, a plane went down and the pilots, the American plane went down. The pilots were able to eject safely. And the quote-unquote rebels, you know, took them in and are taking care of them. My guess is if they're Al-Qaeda, they probably would kill them. The New York Times, and I always crack up that everybody, myself included, we dog the New York Times, but everybody still quotes the New York Times more than any other paper probably. The New York Times, I find it interesting, has an editorial today which basically more or less supports what the president is doing, which is unique in itself that the New York Times is supporting a war. They point out, for example, there's no perfect formula. For military intervention, it must be used sparingly, not in Bahrain or Yemen, even though we condemn the violence against protesters in both countries. As I said yesterday, if I was the President of the United States, when you're considering military action, you got to each situation's a little different. You have some general policies, but whether you intervene or not intervene is very different. Russia and China are calling for an immediate ceasefire. Of course, you know the backroom doors of the ambassadors and the back channels. Russia and China says, yeah, go ahead and do whatever you need, but then we're going to speak out against it. Oh, okay. You know that goes on all the time. I don't think people realize that that goes on. You don't think the Russian and Chinese say, okay, we can't support this. You go ahead and do it, but you know we're going to bash it. Of course, Putin referenced it as the Crusaders, and the president of Russia, who's probably headed to Siberia right now, spoke out against the use of the word crusade by Putin. But thank goodness the U.S. fighter jet, those people are safe and sound. This is funny. The Russian and Bolivian leaders are asking for the Nobel Committee to strip Obama of his peace prize. So much for the man of peace. And, of course, his words in 2007, where he condemned this unilateral military action by the president for humanitarian purposes, are coming back to haunt the president. Of course, until you're sitting in that chair in the White House, my guess is it's a little tough to deal with.
Talk host Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran in Boston talked to a caller who thinks that if the president is getting criticism from both the right and the left, then he's probably doing okay.
You know, if the Libya grows into something else, you've got other countries in the Middle East melting down. Where does it all lead us?
Mike, I just wanted to make a point. When you're taking a lot of heat from the left, you're taking a lot of heat from the right, that means you're probably doing something okay. I think President Obama's handling of this is probably as good as it could have been. Comparing him to President Bush is, I'm not even sure, I don't even understand the comparison. He did not go it alone. He did not strike early. He did not just sort of ignore the world's wishes and just do what the right feels like was the best interest of the United States. He took his time. He built a coalition. He got the Arab League involved. In fact, the main criticism of the conservatives is that the Americans are not leading the charge. That it's the French or the Germans or whatever that are leading, or the British that are leading the charge, and that's okay. That's exactly. I feel like
the
exactly right thing.
The complaint is
not
from
making this.
The complaint is from the left, not from the right.
No, I'm saying the complaints that are coming from the right.
The complaints
that are coming from the left is that we're involved at all.
Right.
And you know, while I certainly can appreciate that. You know, if the left wants to keep talking about the international community and how we're part of a community, if the international community feels that this is a legitimate operation, well, then we're part of the international community, and we should be a part of a legitimate operation.
No, but what's intriguing about it, Mike, is that the left is doing the same thing it did with George W. Bush. So there was this storyline built about George W. Bush that he was this evil person who was out there destroying the planet with his warmongering.
Sure.
And now we have the same behavior from Barack Obama. Oh,
by the way, with regard to the coalition, Todd, it's being reported on one of the outlets that the coalition that Bush put together in Iraq, as much as it was not the grand coalition that his old man built, it's about twice the size of the coalition that exists right now in Libya.
And this one's falling apart already.
Coming up, Bill O'Reilly tries to make sense of all this opposition that Obama is facing, and Dick Morris takes to the Internet to take a couple of jabs at the president. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Program.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
You can get your entire purchase free and you're guaranteed to save when you pick up a scratch and save card. Get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
No purchase required to obtain card and reveal discount. Offer only valid March 26th and 27th at time customer presents merchandise to cashier. Applies only to regular prices of in-stock merchandise. Limit one scratch card per person per day. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See participating Ace stores for details.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to listen in to Bill O'Reilly. Here he tries to sort through all the criticism directed at the president over our involvement there in Libya.
Never have so many said so much useless stuff. First up, General Carter Ham, who's apparently running the op from Germany. Today he said that Gaddafi's not a target. Interesting, since missiles have already destroyed the colonel's compound in Tripoli. So much for that. Then there is the constant question, what is the goal of the mission? No spin. The goal of the mission is to remove Gaddafi. Why else would a coalition force be attacking him? But President Obama and all the other leaders won't say that because they're afraid to anger the Arab world. But even a five-year-old knows you don't bomb a country unless you want the country to change. And Libya is not going to change unless Gaddafi is out of there. Do we all understand that? I don't know about you, but I am tired of the obnoxious verbal game being played. Now, inside the USA, the far left has once again turned on the president. Let's check in with Louis Farrakhan, who's criticizing Barack Obama.
Now, warn my brother, don't you let these wicked demons move you in a direction that will absolutely ruin your future with your people in Africa and throughout the world. Why don't you organize a group of respected Americans and ask for a meeting with Gaddafi? You can't order him to step down and get out. Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I believe he's the president of the United States, the country in which you reside, Minister Farrakhan. And then there is Ralph Nader.
Why don't we say what's on the minds of many legal experts? That the Obama administration is committing war crimes, and if Bush should have been impeached, Obama should be impeached.
Please, war crimes? Hey, Ralph, tell that to the families of the dead Americans who were blown out of the sky over Scotland by Gaddafi agents. And then there's angst on the right as well.
We have intervened in a tribal society in a civil war, and we have taken sides in that civil war on behalf of people we do not know or understand.
And that is true. Nobody knows what will happen once Gaddafi is removed. But what Mr. Will fails to appreciate is that Gaddafi is a terrorist, A man who has ordered Americans killed, 190 of them. A man who allowed terrorist training camps on his soil for decades. A man whose human rights record is up there with that of Saddam Hussein. President Reagan bombed Libya in 1986 over a terrorist incident in Berlin where two American soldiers were killed. 2 years later, the Pan Am plane was blown up. So the USA owes Gaddafi payback. And you don't kill Americans and get away with it, as President Reagan said. Talking Point supports the coalition action against Libya. And according to a new CNN poll, 70% of Americans agree with me. Yeah, things could get messy after the dictator leaves, but to leave him in power is simply flat out wrong.
Dick Morris posted a video on YouTube saying the president was wrong to get involved in Libya because he has no goal or exit strategy.
Colin Powell's enduring contribution to American foreign policy is the Powell Doctrine that explains when and how and under what circumstances we should commit American power. He says, first of all, we should not allow mission creep to define the mission. Secondly, we should set a clear objective and goal. And thirdly, before we go in, we should have an exit strategy. The Obama administration is violating all three of those rules. First of all, mission creep has already happened. It's already crept. We originally said this was to create a no-fly zone so Gaddafi's Air Force couldn't attack the rebel positions or go after civilians. Well, we've already gone far beyond that. We're bombing all of his armor, all of his tanks, strafing his army, hitting his command and control post. We even did a decapitation strike in his compound where he lives. So we're obviously going beyond that, and obviously mission creep has gone from protecting the civilians to the regime change. And that's the second problem. We have no clear goal. Obama resists saying that this is about regime change. But obviously it is. If our goal is to protect the civilians and the regime doesn't change, the minute we stop protecting the civilians, they'll be slaughtered again. So at what point do you withdraw? And anyway, in the long run, how can you protect civilians from 20,000 feet and firing cruise missiles from the Mediterranean? It's not possible to do that. So obviously the goal is regime change, and then the goal is a Pacific Libya. But what happens if Gaddafi doesn't go? Or what happens if he does go and there's an Iraqi-style insurgency? And that brings you to the third problem. You have no exit strategy. If Gaddafi doesn't go, are we going to send in ground troops? Or are we going to continue to bomb him ad infinitum? And if Gaddafi does go and there's an Iraqi-style insurgency, what are we going to do then? Can we just leave it and say goodbye? Sorry, we intervened. You can't do that. So Obama is really disregarding the Powell Doctrine. Shows what happens when you have a rookie in charge.
Taco's John McConnell talking here to a caller who doesn't think we have any business getting mixed up in this caper in Libya.
Should the coalition try to take him out? Should the coalition try to take him out, or should the coalition back up the rebels and let the rebels take him out? You know, is it time for him to go, and who's the person or who is the entity that should be taking him out? Dwight's in Biloxi.
Who are we in this part of the world to decide who should run the other part of the world? Those folk are fighting their battle. Let them fight their battle. I don't know what Gaddafi did. I do recall Ronald Reagan or either Gaddafi saying draw a line in the sand and cross the line, and one of them did, and it was on for a little while, like mm-hmm. you said. Again, we didn't finish the job, whatever he had done to the U.S. back then. But for us to interfere because there's a problem in the Middle East with, you know, by country uprisings to remove the so-called dictators of each country in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
That's their problem, you know.
Well, it's a U.N. problem because nothing happened. Until, I mean, the rebels who were fighting against Gaddafi asked for a U.N. sanction, a U.N. no-fly zone, because they were willing to fight, but Gaddafi had the air power and the helicopters and such, and he was just wiping them out.
Right.
If in the same boat, would our government be doing the same thing? I don't know. I kind of hope they wouldn't be, but I'm not sure. I'm not in that boat, and I hope I never to get there. But over there, that's what they were asking for. So now, what's going on is we are operating under a U.N. sanction. The U.N. said, go do a no-fly zone. But again, we aren't
we aren't the most directly involved with the oil and the problems in Libya. So, again, my question was, it's not that I have a concern that we are involved. It's just that why are we always at the forefront? When is somebody else going to be at the forefront?
Right. It's always U.S.-led, U.N. allied forces.
Yeah. And then look, you know what? 10 years ago, I might have been said, all right, let's just go in there and bomb them and get it over with. And in almost a sense, I want to say that again now. You know what? If we decided this guy needs to go, well, then let's just go get it over. Let's quit fooling around and just do it and then get on with life as we know it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm older. Maybe I'm wiser. Maybe I'm a little more cowardice. Maybe I'm just maybe I'm trying to hang on to my money. President Obama says Gaddafi must go. Should the coalition try to take him out? Should he be taken out? And who should take him out? Should the coalition take him out? Or should we just make, you know, do everything possible to let the rebels take him out?
Coming up, let's shift the focus to Japan. That'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as, personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, taking a look at the talk radio world and focusing now on the nuclear problems, the ongoing situation in Japan. From CNN, Randy Kay talks to Dr. Sanjay Gupta about the public concerns here over radiation poisoning.
9,080 people are now confirmed dead in Japan. More than 13,000 others are still missing, more than a week and a half after the earthquake and tsunami. And there are lingering concerns about radiation from the troubled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, has just returned from covering the crisis.
There's no question there's going to be concerns about radiation, Randy. And I will tell you, as much as we're talking about this today and over the last week, those concerns about radiation will be there for a long time to come, in part because of the huge amount of cleanup, the huge amount of concerns regarding contamination, specifically around the Fukushima plant. So this is something we've seen in the past, obviously, with Three Mile Island and also what happened in northern Ukraine around Chernobyl. Now, the larger question, and a question that we're starting to get a better answer about, is the impact overall on human health. Certainly from direct exposure to radiation, and also from potential contamination of food. With regard to direct exposure, there have been a lot of levels measured around the Fukushima Daiichi plant. There's no question those levels are higher, much, much higher than normal in the immediate vicinity of the plant. But outside the evacuation zone, the levels have not approached at any time a level high enough, according to measurements, to have an impact on human health. Even as far away as Tokyo, the levels have been 20 times normal, but still much lower than that would cause any kind of impact on human health. Larger concerns now this morning about food, specifically food such as vegetables like spinach, where radioactive particles might be able to settle on spinach. We hear over 100 kilometers away there's been evidence of these radioactive particles on spinach. And also in milk. Think of it like this. The grass that is eaten by cows, subsequently those cows make milk. Radioactive iodine can be concentrated in that milk. We did see that after Chernobyl, and those will be two persistent concerns. But again, just how much of an impact on human health will that cause? That is unclear at this point, but as one person put it in terms of statistics, you'd have to eat spinach almost every day from one of these areas to essentially get the same amount of radiation equivalent in one CAT scan. So not trivial by any means, but as far as impact on human health, probably very, very small. That's as things stand now, Randy. Could things get worse? Perhaps. It looks like things are starting to get better overall in terms of control at these nuclear reactors. But if the amount of radiation went up, if the dispersion went up, if more people were affected, obviously all of those health concerns would change.
Next up, a talk radio interview with nuclear expert Dr. Jay Lehrer, who blasts the news media for spreading so much fear and misinformation about the radiation from this nuclear plant. Boy, is he right on.
Pseudoscientists are all over TV. I do not understand why they want to create a bigger health problem that exists. And the bigger health problem they're creating is that I predict there'll be more stress-related illness in Japan, bringing people up to a worried fervor, than there will be from the long-term effects of the low-level radiation that is leaking from some of the Fukushima power plants. It's really unconscionable what is going on. And, of course, I'm being hammered for saying things are not going to be as bad as others predict, and I cannot understand for the life of me what could be wrong trying to allay people's fears. I'm an expert in this area. I can tell you with great certainty that the long-term effects of the low-level radiation exposure that is leaking out of some of the plants is going to be minimal, and there will probably not be any loss of life. I can say this because I've studied all of the nuclear accidents for a long time. In Chernobyl, we had the worst-case situation where a plant with no containment blew up. Tons and tons of nuclear radiation material went into the atmosphere. When the U.N. studied it and put out reports, three reports in the last 2 years, 2006, 2008, 2010, they determined that, in fact, only 50 people died in the explosion and from radiation at the site of the plant. Nearby, 1,000 people got leukemia, 998 were cured, and all the predictions of cancer rates increasing downstream from the site and shortened lifespan never proved out at all. There was, of course, zero. There was not a single human being with a single health impact from a total meltdown at Three Mile Island. Now, they didn't have much escape of radiation at Three Mile Island at all. We have more of an escape here at Fukushima, but it dissipates. I mean, the numbers should indicate that already. They've had some high levels, I mean, not health-threatening near the plant, which is why they evacuated the workers. That has gone down, and they let them go back. But when you move a few miles away from the plant, very quickly, the radiation is a tenth of what it is near the plant. Well, now spread it out further and further, and you can see that it mixes in the air and gets down to the level that it's not life-threatening.
If you'd like to find out more about all the items in the countdown today, just go to DougStephan.com is the website. Click onto the Facebook page and send us your comments.